This is Lincoln Stoller from MindStrengthBalance.com, speaking a piece called Dream As You Intend. This is a hypnotic induction that specifically directs you to step out of your conscious mind and disconnect from the world around you. Do not listen to this piece if you are driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your attention. You dream all the time. You're dreaming now. But it's going on behind the scenes. Your dreaming mind is not just hidden from conscious thought, it operates differently from your conscious mind. Because of this, it's easy to hide even in full view because you're simply not paying attention to it. It's like the ringing in your ears. It's like white noise. After a while, you just don't notice it. Remembering your dreams is about learning to hear the words, feelings, and images embedded in this white noise. It's not noise at all. It's no more noise than the fuzzy shapes in your peripheral vision are noise. You are aware of what's in your peripheral vision at some level, and you are aware of what's going on in your subconscious mind also, at some level. You become engaged in these peripheral phenomena when they want your attention, not usually when you want to see them. They alert you to become aware of them when your awareness is needed. But you can become intentionally aware of them even when you're not being called, if you try. You can become aware of what you're not looking at, and you can become aware of what you're not thinking about. In this induction, I'm going to take a different approach. Rather than encourage you to be more sensitive and aware, I will speak to your subconscious mind and ask it to enable you to remember your dreams by placing them within your reach. When it comes to dreams, you are a senile person. You're only vaguely present and don't have control. Your subconscious mind has control over your dreams, and it has a good deal of control over you. But as far as your subconscious is concerned, you're a rather unconscious person. Your view is narrow, and your presence is small. Feeding you dreams is difficult because you make such a mess. Your subconscious has limited patience in working with you, just as you might have in working with a senile or a retarded person. Working with such people takes a lot of energy, as is the case here. Everything has to be explained to you over and over again, and even then you don't get it. In this induction, I'm going to speak to your subconscious mind, and I'm going to ask them, it really is a them, and not a single individual, to be patient with you, to help you along. For your part, you'll need to engage, use an open mind, and not be so thick. We're all thick in this regard, so don't feel bad. To be engaged with your dreams is a step up the evolutionary ladder. And it's not an easy step. It's sometimes called self-actualization. Many of us are not ready for this. But when you are, you know it. Begin by relaxing. Stop worrying. I don't need to talk to you. And in this process, you can't be of much help. This is the falling asleep part. Go to sleep. Close your eyes. Take a break. Let go. Feel free to fill your mind with thoughts, babbling and incessant thoughts, just like you do when looking at those useless magazines in the doctor's waiting room. You really can wait to hang your mind on the coat rack in the waiting room, and in fact, nothing is going to happen until you do. Settle into your chair, couch, recliner, or bed. Lie on the floor. Lie on the ground. Imagine yourself lying outdoors. Where would you like to lie that would be wonderfully comfortable and relieving? If you like the beach and the warm sand, then you're lying on the beach and the warm sand. If you like the field in the sun on the warm grass with the movement of the air and the scent of the earth and life, then you're lying in a field on the soft grass, and you can hear the ringing of the air, smell the living force, and feel the vibration of the earth. You know that you're here in some house, resting on some piece of furniture, but you can remember the feeling of being there on the beach or in the field. And memory is a reliving. The same sensations happen in your brain. It's not just an image. You really do recreate the experience. All the same sensory neurons fire, just a little less. Just enough for you to feel like you're really there. And your body will react to your imaginings as if these things were really happening. That's why you can raise a welt by hypnotizing someone and telling them they've been burned. And you can lower a welt the opposite way. And I'm going to ask you to lower your resistance, lower your engagement, open your comfort, engage your relaxation, restore your vitality, and slip away into this comfortable place on this beach or in this field. Let me count you down to this comfortable place, so that you can release your grasp one muscle at a time. This is the focus of your attention, on each of the muscles that's holding you in place in your mind. These are the muscles of your body, a great collaboration to keep your mind gathered together and intact, focused, vigilant, and attentive. Your body, your organs, and your subconscious mind all need you to play your role as matron, headmaster, president, CEO, and court jester of the society of your mind and body. Take this time as a vacation. This is a safe respite. A wonderful opportunity for you to go into hiding and be yourself for a change. Just for a few minutes. Just to let the illusion of time's wheel roll without you. Let me start at 100 and tell you a story with each number we count down. And I'd like you to think of these numbers as I say them and to feel, with each number, more deeply relaxed. And you can follow my story, like the stories in the magazines, fully engaged and entirely forgotten. Nothing will happen, and there's nothing to remember. 100. and you focus on the feeling of your spine descending from your head. And you can feel it quite clearly, although you rarely think of it. You can relax that feeling, getting more and more relaxed, along with all the muscles that spread out from your spine. 99. And now you're experiencing your shoulders, and you notice their breadth from side to side and how they seem like a coat hanger with a broad and wiry shape, and you can relax your shoulder joints and imagine that you're greasing your shoulders because they need grease. Think of how much you use them every day and how they could really use a rest. 98. Release your back. Let waves of release spread across your back and feel that in your breathing, your back is releasing. Feel your breathing get shallow because you're using your back muscles. And now you're relaxing your back muscles. So you breathe more with your chest and your diaphragm. 97. More relaxed now. Going deeper, deeper into the feeling of the beach or the field, the warmth of the sun, the movement of the air, your sense of smell that connects you emotionally to a sense of place. You're really there, the heat on your skin and the softness of your bones. 96. Still deeper. Forgetting about the moment, discarding time. It's just a notion. And stretching out the moment so you don't need to watch it because it doesn't move. Long, slow, constant, restful, sleeping, calm, comfortable, relaxed, released. Let your arms drop. And your concerns drain into the sand, or the grass, or the air. 95. All your concerns melt and disappear, carried off by the seaside, by the ground currents, by the clouds, sinking deeper into comfort of being relaxed, warm, separate, unnoticed, private, quiet, hidden. No one's looking for you, and you're in a special quiet place where you can't be found. 94. Very relaxed, quiet, slumbering, dreamy, drifting, floating, weightless, rising up, getting thinner, lighter, less present, broader, farther from any thoughts, separate from any ideas, just looking down at yourself. Maybe you see yourself quiet and motionless. Or maybe you see yourself twitch and shudder and release. 93. Deeper still. Calm, quiet, and relaxed. Resting just below consciousness, like you're floating on your back or relaxing in a warm tub of water. Protected, covered, stabilized, and entirely contained. A light sleep, a lovely trance, a subtle daydream. 92. And as you stay there, released, relaxed, and protected, I can speak to your listening mind, always present, always in motion. Always tossing thoughts around, but entirely immune from them. This part of you is not your thoughts. You are larger than them, and never contained in them. You can retrieve 100 thoughts at once, and never be limited to any one of them. 91. You are 100 memories. All felt as they were, all real as they have been, active and evident in each 100 different selves that live them. And all those selves relax and release. Take a breath, inhale, and exhale. 90, sinking deeper, relaxing down into the next level of your subconscious mind, below the stored memories, down to the older memories, the memories not remembered by anyone, just there, come from somewhere, of planting corn, of living in caves, of marching over the hard earth. 89. Relaxing, releasing, sinking lower, deeper, sounder, being calm and watchful, waiting for events to unfold, knowing that you can breathe without air, swim without water, and remember without history, and that dreams are all of these. 88. Take a breath, inhale, and exhale. And let yourself grow wider, calm, even, quiet. There are many of you, all yourselves together. 87. Moving as a group, a family, a lineage, a legacy. Not one memory, but many. 86. Now the space is dark and vast, dark with points of light, open, formless. Feel yourselves expanding in this space, able to reach out and travel in every direction. 85. There is a distant light, a far and growing source of white, a well of gravity. 84. This is not a thing or a place, and all of you are being swept somewhere by it. 83. And as it gets larger and you see it as a glow, a person, an angel or a ball of energy. 82. Moving closer until you are all around it, and closer still until it is all around you. 81. There is a higher energy. You will not remember. It's too formless, and none are accurate. 80. A feeling of flow, of ancient purpose, of vital energy, of basic laws of growth and life. 79. Your minds are clear and loose, all memories fluid and listening, nourished with this energy. 78. You cannot remember this feeling before any memory of events whose only presence is feeling, memory as only feeling. 77. You are all wrapped in this light, and each of you, with all your different stories and histories, is supported by it. 76. This source energy is nutrition for evolution, integration, clarity, and dissolution. 75. And as your dreams are the weavings of these stories toward greater health and clarity, so all these stories are healed and empowered. 74. Each story has a boost, a clarity, greater alliance, and cleaner resolution. Energy from the stars, mana from heaven, vitality from the earth. 73. Far below your conscious mind, which gently slumbers on, this subterranean energy nurtures your roots. 72. Deep in your dreams, in the earliest time of your day, in the farthest reaches of your dreams, this energy seeps as moisture, grows as ground cover. 71. And things are greener, and energies are brighter, growth is stronger. 70. You will not remember the process or the details, but you feel the result. 69. As you dream, you will dream more brightly, with greater strength, insight, and clarity. 68. A sounder base and vital core. Dreams of past or future, or times you cannot place. 67. You will remember your dreams, and the family of yourself will be calm and easy. 66. Open to giving you dream memories with sense of restoration and vitality. 65. Balanced in the deeps and the shallows, present throughout your waters. 64. Counting down to coming back, back from the deepest inner depths. 60. Turning around to return to the surface, back to the society of mind. 50. Back to the family constellation and their ancestors. 40. Back to being more or less a unified self. 30. Waking up to be refreshed and restored. 20. Remembering only what you need. 10. Being here. Being present. 1. And you're back.